Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding. Happy Thursday morning. My name is Jared Weiss. I am joined by Keith Parrish. Keith, we just had another insane night in play-in basketball.
It was probably the greatest night in pre-playoffs basketball ever.
I know we've been tracking these things.
There's not a lot to choose from. Last year's Trailblazers Grizzlies game was quite good, although everyone has forgotten it. But we got two excellent showdowns, and I mean the marquee matchup, Lakers Warriors, historic. I would say historic, but my understanding is they take the records of all play-in games and they burn them, and you can't find them after they're over.
Yeah, I'm just counting these as playoff records. So I mean, nobody really was breaking a record of this one, but the Lakers did pull it out, 103-100. And the shot that LeBron hit will not be registered in a record book.
No, it doesn't even exist.
It doesn't exist, but it was worth a million points. He gets the ball thrown out to him right as the shot clock is expiring and buries what's basically like a 35-foot three-pointer hot potato shot right at the shot clock expiration to take that lead at the end. And that was the clinching shot to win the game.
It was an unbelievable, ended up being the game-winning shot. And LeBron James, as someone who maybe always has his eye on the drama, he's always turning the knobs up for the drama. After the shot, he's basically gesturing at his eyes and he's mouthing, "I can't see. I can't see." He's basically Han Solo unfrozen, shooting a little Sarlacc's tentacle away from Lando Calrissian. He can't even see, but he makes the shot.
I like the sound of that.
Green throws it back up top. James puts up the three. Oh, it's good! LeBron James from downtown as the shot clock expires!
So what was so great about this is, if he didn't watch the game for some crazy reason, the reason why he couldn't see was a few minutes earlier, he drove the lane on Draymond Green, and Draymond Green stuck out his hands to try to stop the shot and accidentally poked LeBron in the eye. LeBron ran into his finger with his eye at full speed. It looked incredibly painful. LeBron was down for a while. He came back in. He had the best quote talking to Rachel Nichols after the game was over. He said he was seeing three rims out there, so he just aimed for the middle one.
I put in a lot of work in my game. After Draymond my finger to the eye, I was literally seeing three rims out there. So I just shot at the middle one, and I was able to. To the grace of the man above, I was able to knock it down.
Yeah, that worked out. It was officially 33 feet, by the way. And that capped off a great triple-double in only 35 minutes with just one turnover. I mean, it wasn't exactly dominant LeBron, but it was definitely clean LeBron, which is what they really needed.
No, I mean, and he was actively struggling. I mean, the first half, the Lakers were a mess, and like him and AD and Schroeder couldn't make a shot in the first half. But to have, I guess, the Lakers stick around, great contributions from like Caruso and KCP to kind of hold the team together and to play like really tough defense and to make a bunch of like big scrappy kind of winning plays. But then to have it end up in one of the greatest players of all time, LeBron, and have him make that 33-foot jumper, just incredible basketball, very, very exciting. And I think everything the league dreamed when this play-in tournament was announced.
I'm sure. I bet, LeBron's talking right now as we're recording right after the game. I bet he's saying right now, whoever came up with the play-in game should definitely get promoted.
No question.
Because that was amazing. You talked about Caruso and KCP. Schroeder also was great. How many steals do you think they have? Do you know the number?
No, I don't. But you threw me off when you said Schroeder was great. But anyway, no. What?
I'm sorry. Schroeder was,
up and down
at the end of the game.
Yeah, he came through. No, but yeah. No. What were the steal totals?
They had 15 steals in this game.
Oh, wow.
And I think Draymond deserves a lot of credit for that because he kept throwing these entry passes that get to the baseline cutter. I think it was Wiggins most of the time that were getting turned over. Michael Mulder had like a horrible turnover there in a big moment where he just kind of like dribbled to the corner and then lost it. But still, I mean, the Lakers were just incredible swarming. A lot of doubling, a lot of blitzing on Steph at the end of the game that really took him out of it after an amazing game.
So what's amazing about watching the Warriors now on offense is it doesn't resemble anything else in the NBA.
Back after this.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Because you have two players running at Steph Curry. Steph Curry gets double team immediately, and he has to throw it. He has to release it to Draymond Green, who no one is guarding. And once Steph throws it, he just takes off running to do a give and go because, like, he's going to relocate, and no one's guarding Draymond, but Draymond's going to give it back to Steph. And it looks like a different sport. Like, it's not the normal basketball we're used to watching. And, I mean, Steph was amazing this game. And he didn't get a chance at the very end to get a shot up. Maybe they shouldn't have called timeout because Wiggins was wide open in the corner. I guess that's something, I don't know, we could discuss. Like, Steve Kerr got the timeout called. But the double teaming that every team is doing now, and the Lakers did in this game, to make Steph Curry have to give the ball up, it's so interesting to watch. And, again, like, the last play, what did you think about that with 2 seconds left? Kerr gets the timeout. They don't get a shot off. If they hadn't called a timeout, it looked like Wiggins was wide open in the short corner.
Yeah, I get why he called the timeout. Like, Steph, for some reason, he saw the double at the half court line and he didn't try to just pass out of it immediately. It was almost like he thought he was still going to get a chance to come down there and take a 40 footer. And he was just kind of waiting for his opportunity, but there was only like 6 seconds left in the game at that point. So Kerr was just kind of, I think Kerr started calling the timeout as soon as that happened and he didn't actually get the timeout until a few seconds later. So, you know, it was almost like that was unfortunate at that point, but I kind of blame Steph for the way that he managed that situation, which was maybe just about the only like really bad play he had. I mean, it was definitely an incredible performance.
I wonder if he had a moment of hesitation, worried he wouldn't get the ball back at that point, because the previous possession he'd had to give it up. I think he gave it up immediately. This time maybe he thought, can I split this double team? Can I dribble through? Can I do something different than what I did the last possession? But again, with the clock running down and again, the Lakers defense swarming him, he did maybe hesitate. And it's hard to say if it would have cost them, but just incredible drama, a lot of excitement, and a great ending to that game.
Well, let's make sure we establish here. Steph was amazing in this game.
Unreal.
Footer game was unreal. I mean, just some of those unbelievable catch and shoots, and he's the only one in the world that can do it. But just so we don't run out of time here, Draymond Green, just one of the ultimate Draymond performances. He had 2 points, 0 for 5 from the field, 8 dimes, 6 turnovers, 3 steals, 3 blocks. His defense was out of this world. I mean, just he almost won the game with his defense, honestly.
Yeah, I opened the box score. I saw D Green 0-5, and I briefly thought it was Danny Green, like 0-5. I'm like, oh no, that's Draymond Green. He's Draymond Green 0-5. That works as well. No, I mean, the synergy those two guys have, and maybe it is Steph Curry has skills that no one else has, and then you have Draymond, who's just this very unique basketball player. And right now, the way the Warriors have established themselves as, it's just the Steph and Draymond show. And yeah, you have guys who are doing the role. Andrew Wiggins had a pretty nice game again for them. You have Jordan Poole stepping up, and Bazemore's playing a lot of minutes, but this team is basically Draymond. He does everything he can to guide the defense, quarterback the defense, and then run these two-man games with Steph. And it's a delight to watch, except when I'm cheering for my Grizzlies against them.
Which we're going to get on Friday night, right? And so the winner of that game will get to face the one seed. It's who knows what's going to happen. Honestly, it's pretty up for grabs.
I mean, I think, you know, the Warriors are going to be big favorites, but the Grizzlies, you know, it's a one game playoff. Anything can happen. They've been competitive in all their matchups against the Warriors this season. The Grizzlies, maybe they can build off their win over the Spurs tonight. I like to think the Grizzlies team playing tonight took off not knowing where it was going to land. And then they told the pilot after the LeBron James shot, it's like, all right, we're going to San Francisco. I know that's not true, unfortunately. They're traveling on Thursday, but anyway.
I mean, it's pretty plausible that it just took off from Memphis heading west.
We know they have to go west, and it takes several hours. Yeah.
They got to go to California either way. So the Memphis Grizzlies, they beat the San Antonio Spurs 100-96. They got out to this massive lead right away. I mean, they were up by more than 20 halfway through the first quarter, and then San Antonio chipped away all the way until they actually took the lead briefly again in the fourth quarter.
It was a weird game, as you say. Like, the Grizzlies got off to this perfect start. I want to say maybe it's because they had their first 2 days off since the All-Star break. And so they came out just racing and made all their shots. They scored 38 points in the first quarter. And then from that point on, it was like an old school grit and grind Grizzlies game where no one could make a shot. The Spurs big stars, I mean, DeJounte Murray and DeMar DeRozan, just abysmal shooting nights. A lot of credit goes to the defense of the Grizzlies, particularly Dylan Brooks, with just a masterful game on defense, shutting down DeMar DeRozan. But this was just a messy game, a scrappy game, and the Spurs never really could find their footing on offense. And thankfully for me, as a Grizzlies fan, Memphis is able to pull it out.
It was funny. Jonas Valanciunas had a rebound basically every minute and a half in this game. He ended up finishing with 23 points and 23 rebounds and some amazing defense at the rim too.
Yeah, I mean, the Grizzlies put on a block party. I know my guy Kyle Anderson had 4 blocks. Jonas, I think he had 3 blocks. But yeah, the Jonas put up in the first quarter, he had more rebounds than the Spurs had. At halftime, he had 16 points and 15 rebounds. He had his 20-20 game by the end of the third quarter. Just, they had no answer. I mean, they had no answer for Jonas Valanciunas. The Grizzlies offense is essentially just get it up on the rim and let Jonas go get it. Like, they don't have good shooters. You know, Ja Morant wasn't having a great game. They normally get a lot of production from their bench. Absolutely nothing from the bench. The Grizzlies leaned on their starters. And by leaning on their starters, it was, hey, just get a shot up, because if we miss it, Jonas is going to clean it up. And that's why the Grizzlies all season have led the league in second chance scoring. And it's all about Jonas Valanciunas being kind of unstoppable on the inside.
Did a lap came out and Valanciunas with Hurdle draped all over him, tipped it in.
Yeah, I did think Desmond Bane was pretty good, but obviously he didn't really like put his stamp on this game. But that's what's so fun about having Ja, is like the way Ja attacks the rim, he's just setting up offensive rebound opportunities for Valanciunas over and over. And really, both of these games were real kind of trench matches underneath the rim. We really saw in the Laker game a ton of, frankly, like 10 fouls that should have been called that didn't get called under the rim. And then obviously Valanciunas and Jakob Poeltl really battling, and Keldon Johnson and DeJounte Murray were both awesome crashing the glass for San Antonio.
These battles, they were in the paint, they were physical, they were violent. And I don't know, was there a league-wide memo to the referees to be like, hey, you know what's cool? Just watching the guys, you know, fight it out. Like, let's let some of these calls go. I think, you know, DeMar DeRozan, he ended up with 11 free throws, but on a regular night with everything that occurred in this game, I felt like he would have had 20 free throws. They were really kind of not rewarding the offensive players for diving into the defenders. And I know they've already kind of released through sources that that might be a rule they revisit this coming offseason about the natural shooting motion of offensive players, and, you know, maybe taking a look at foul drawing, excessive foul drawing contact, and, you know, contorting your body to hit your defender and get a free throw. And in both these games tonight, it felt like the refs were like, no, we're not going to call that a foul. Like, you jumped into him. He tried to go straight up, and we're respecting that. And I think it made the viewing experience pretty positive. Like, I think as someone who had like a lot of skin in the game as a Grizzlies fan, you know, I was just like, hey, they're letting him play. And it seems like they're calling it even. Both fan bases are like upset. Maybe you could have called a foul there, a foul there, but it seemed like they were swallowing their whistles. And I typically prefer that.
Fun fact, in this game, Memphis out-rebounded San Antonio 65-63. Also, low turnovers, 8 turnovers for San Antonio, 9 for Memphis. The final score was 196. That's what you would have seen in the Spurs Grizzlies game in the playoffs like 10 years ago when Zach Randolph and Tim Duncan were both out there. So we've got Memphis versus Golden State. Winner goes to the playoffs. We got 1 minute left. What do you think is how that matchup plays out?
I mean, the Grizzlies attempted to run Steph off the three-point line in their last matchup on Sunday in the final game of the regular season, and Steph had his career high in three-point attempts. So they seemingly gave up all these layups overplaying him and still gave up 22 three-point attempts to him. So maybe they'll try to tweak that strategy. It all comes down very simply to, can the Grizzlies make like 10 three-pointers? Can they make a below league average number of three-pointers? If they hit 15, they win. If they hit 10, they have a chance. If they have 6 like they did on Sunday, they're going to lose.
Well, they went 7-for-22, so they weren't quite there.
7-for-22 will beat the Spurs. I'm saying against the
Warriors,
that's not going to get the job done anymore. Got to make a few more to beat Steph Curry and the Warriors.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget to check out all of our other shows across the Athletic NBA Podcast Network. And don't forget to enjoy some more NBA basketball. We will be back tomorrow morning. Same crew, same place, same time, same amazing NBA basketball. Keith, take us out of here.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic.
See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code The Athletic and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.